Eric Schweikert, Sam Nagy, welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Congratulations, first of all, on your Old Crown Brass Band 10-year milestone. Why did this whole adventure speak to you two?
Sam and I had been serving on an education committee for the Philharmonic, and one of the ideas was that the Philharmonic does side-by-side with the youth orchestra. It had been on my mind that band directors in the region always listed their instrument that they played in the Indiana Bandmasters directory. And I thought, wouldn't it be great if we did a side-by-side with adults, because they always need professional development? That idea didn't really go anywhere with the Philharmonic, but then Sam and I, over some beverages later, started talking about other ensembles that exist that could put adults, avid amateurs and professionals, to work. And the British Brass Band came to mind, and we were, between us, able to rattle off 10 names of adults that would probably play that were not necessarily playing in the groups that already existed in Fort Wayne. So we thought maybe this might be a good laugh to try to get a band together and see if we could get all these people to come in and participate. That's how it started.
And I have to mention and give credit to a Brit who had moved to our community, a fellow named John Tite. He was actively playing in the community band. And he'd talked to us also about starting the brass band. He wanted to get that going here too.
So let's talk about your band name, Old Crown. Cheers. You mentioned you were having some drinks when all this whole discussion started. So why Old Crown?
Well, we were in a location where there were beverage advertisements up on the wall and talking about what should we name this group. And I looked up and there was Old Crown on the wall, which of course was one of the products of the Scentlever Brewery. I felt like that incorporated the British sound and also a local influence on our band's name.
And cheers all the way around.
That's
yeah,
right.
That's perfect. So you've got 35 members, 10 horn varieties, the whole percussion section. It's an impressive roster. Geographically, where do your members come from?
From around the Fort Wayne area, certainly Auburn. And then we have some people that come over from Ohio, Van Wert and Lima.
As far away as St. Mary's, Ohio.
It's dedication.
Yeah, and I come in from Ormus now.
And what about the skill sets and backgrounds in this group?
A lot of the players are active music educators. Some of them retired music educators as well. There are some professional musicians and some avid amateurs. It's a band that requires quite a bit of dedication from everyone to keep their chops in shape and play.
That speaks to the fun, I would have to think, and spirit of the whole band.
So. Yeah, I like to sum the band up as a group of musicians having a lot of fun, being very serious about their music making.
That makes sense, and it shows in your band. You also boast a repertoire from Beatles to Bach, you like to say. What's the in-between part there?
Well, we certainly have played arrangements of some Beatles songs, and we have also done arrangements of Bach, which would be the bookends, I suppose. But in the middle of that are fairly serious concert pieces that were written specifically for brass bands, some of them specifically for contesting, and then lots of arrangements of marches that were originally composed for brass bands dating back to the turn of the century and before into the 1800s, and arrangements of symphony orchestra movements as well, and then plenty of pops pieces, show tunes, entertainment pieces, and popular song.
Keeps it fun for you, the musicians, and your audiences
right.
as well. Now, back in the day, a lot of original compositions were written for the British brass band and classical pieces specially arranged. Is that still the case?
Yes, there are still new compositions being composed for brass bands, most of the time for competition purposes. And many people, if they find something that they hear and they think it could be adapted for the brass band, take it on their own initiative to do arrangements.
Whatever genre or style of music you add to your own personal mix, it's all about the social side of life. So where does this land you guys and your band?
Well, socially, it's kind of been important because there's been some real networking that happened within the group, and people have found out the talent that's been around and that they weren't aware of before. In fact, we've formed a brass quintet out of the group, the Sweetnet Quintet, from Sweetwater employees and Minette employees. There's also a 10-piece brass and percussion ensemble that's formed out of the group.
And British brass band contesting is highly competitive. I realize that. What about your version of it?
Our version is controlled by the North American Brass Band Association, NABBA, and they have a yearly competition. The way we got involved in it, first, we just wanted to feel like we were competent enough just to show up and compete, which we did. That was in Grand Rapids 5 years ago. It came about that NABBA is in Fort Wayne because the notification came out that they were putting in bids for where the competition would be held. And when the new hotel was built at the ball field, that doubled the hotel rooms downtown. And of course, that's all linked to the embassy. So we thought that the embassy would be a great primary performance venue with easily accessible second venue in the Grand Wayne Center and enough hotel room to accommodate everyone. So we put the task to Visit Fort Wayne, who sold them a package that they basically couldn't refuse. We got a bid for 2 years, and then we got another 2 years. So this year will be the fourth consecutive year, and then we bid again, and we were awarded another 3. So we'll have a total of 7 years hosted in Fort Wayne, and all of the visiting bands seem to really like coming here. And we've broken a new attendance record this year, apparently. I believe with 39 bands attending.
That's quite something.
And we had the last record at 37.
It speaks well for your organization, but just personally, and I guess I'm asking about your own competitive spirits, is this fun for y'all?
Oh, I think it's fun, and it's been an important part in the development of the band as far as raising our standards and making it a more beautiful sounding ensemble, I think, because we have to listen and pay attention to things that maybe we wouldn't ordinarily.
And that's a good point that you make, because you're in this for the fun, but it's fun to be that good.
Yes. Yeah, it is. That's a big part of the enjoyment of playing in a group like this, is the competency level.
Good for you. Is it ever a challenge just to get your whole group together? Is there room for absenteeism or substitute musicians and the like?
Well, I guess I can speak to that as personnel manager. Yes, there is some room for absenteeism, and occasionally a player will take a whole series off. But as the band's progressed, it's been less of a problem with absenteeism. I think people are more dedicated and show up more regularly.
And it's your gig and you're going to do that. I mean, you factor
yes.
that in.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, that makes
right.
sense. What about relevancy? Do you need to step it up to fit into the 21st century music groove? Or is that 19th century sensibility, if you will, its own days gone by attraction, would you say?
I think it's still relevant today, because as in its past, if a band was formed in a factory and it has its basis in labor, you know, mm-hmm. coal mines, factories. It was a way to keep the men satisfied and keep labor unrest down with activities.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And there wasn't a lot to do in some of these remote villages. The bands served a very important role culturally, because they were present at celebrations and other cultural events of the village. And the band was sometimes the only vehicle that people in those villages heard any classical music at all. If they heard an arrangement of a movement of a symphony, that was how they heard it. Today, the brass band is very flexible. It can play those things, and it can also play pop songs. Anything can really be arranged for a brass band. So you can make it as serious or as fun as you want, and usually, ideally, a mixture of both. A little something for everyone. Everyone can go away with having heard something that they can hum to.
That's great. And as you pointed out, it's a pop culture phenomenon, and
right.
so it continues to be. And good,
mm-hmm.
great. One thing I know that really spruces up your presence is having your own announcer. What does that bring to the table?
You know, Bob Mayer has done a great job for us recently, has so much enthusiasm for sometimes giving background information on particular pieces. I think it adds to the enjoyment for the audience if they know a little bit about, a little trivia about some of the popular songs and the like, and maybe some information about the more challenging pieces that we may play.
It just gives your band cred, too, because he's one great announcer.
Yes, yeah, he is, indeed.
So, 10 years ago, did you ever dream the band would be going this strong this long?
Well, we had hopes, but really, it's far outreached the expectations that I'd held for it back then.
Are we now working on the next 10 years?
Oh, sure. Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's great. So, last question before I let you go. Since your band members already have busy lives, many of you pursuing music careers already, what do you take away from sharing this experience? Bottom line, what is it that will always grab you and keep you right here?
Well, I think the band provides a good social outlet for a lot of people. And since we all come from different backgrounds, it's the shared activity of really trying to make this into something and perform these pieces, some of which are quite difficult, at the highest level that we can. It's really in the best spirit of community building. We just happen to do it through music. We've been able to keep a watch over some of our players. We've had some health scares in the band that were basically thwarted by their membership in the band. And I think any community group, whatever that is, has a benefit for its members in that way.
I think it enriches the community, having a band. It educates the community about a medium that most people aren't aware of. I grew up listening to LPs of a couple of British brass bands, which my father had supplied, but most people aren't aware of it. And of course, it enriches the lives of the players a great deal. You know, there's so much gratification derived from playing well and playing in a group that sounds good.
Eric Schweikert and Sam Nagy are founders of the Old Crown Brass Band. Eric, Sam, thank you so much for joining us today, and cheers to 10 great years.
Yes, cheers.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.